NFL game that actually counts is going to be against Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell. Did you just talk about the challenge of trying to stop both of those dynamic playmakers on Sunday?
They have a lot of great guys. You know, they just got, you know, Martavius back, so that adds another, you know, dynamic to what they can do. But, you know, I feel like we have a great game plan. You know, we've been practicing real well, flying to the ball. So, you know, we're prepared. We know what we have to do to stop those guys. You know, we're not scared of them. You know, but we also respect them. You know, and, you know, when you have players like that, you know, they do require, you know, more attention than some other players. So, you know, we're gonna definitely, you know, try to limit those guys, but at the end of the day, all we can do is execute the game plan, play hard, and good things happen for us.
Well, this team could line up four wideouts a lot. They have in the past. And we know there's only four cornerbacks on this roster. Coaches said safeties will help out, linebackers will help out. Is that anything out of the usual for you?
Not really.
The line of scrimmage?
Not really. It's like we all have multifaceted guys who can do different things and add different dynamics to what we're trying to do. So, you know, we're gonna execute the game plan. So, I mean, that's really all I can say. They can do, you know, whatever they want to do. You know, we know we put the time, preparation that requires us to go around, fly around, play well. So, you know, we feel real good about it. The first one at home. So it's definitely going to be a lot of juices flowing, and I definitely anticipate, you know, we don't really care, you know, who they bring out there. It's not about what they do. It's about what we do and how we execute. So that's just our mindset.
What about Bell's running style? Have you ever faced a back that kind of comes up to the line of scrimmage, it seems almost, runs into a pile, and then can stay up and get a late gap or something?
I've faced a lot of patient runners, but he's probably will definitely be, you know, the most patient that me personally I've seen. You know, these guys played him, you know, twice every year. So, you know, they pretty much know what we got to do, you know, limit his space, limit his opportunities, and, you know, just be great tackles.
So have you, going into your first NFL season, did you do any, like, extra film study or whatever to kind of take a look at some of the guys that you're going to have to tackle? Just a lot of them, you know, in this league, you know, some guys, they're not very easy to bring down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I have something in my eye. There's a lot of guys in this league who are very hard to, you know, bring down, wrap up, but that's when, you know, running to the ball, you know, 11 hats on the ball helps, you know. If one guy do misses the tackle, he's still effective because he slowed him down. We ran into the ball, you know, to clean up where he started. So, you know, we know it's a lot of guys, especially in our division, not only receivers but backs who are, you know, very talented, very powerful, fast, quick as well. But, you know, we take the challenge, you know, right on the head. We don't really worry about anything we can't control, but we can control running to the ball, effort, our tackling. So, you know, we definitely going to make that a point of emphasis going forward.
Hey, Jabir, when you say how comfortable you feel with the game plan going into this week, how significantly does it change without a guy like Miles?
It changes, but, you know, I just feel as though our defense is so meticulous with certain things that it changes, just the guy changes, you know. I don't know how to say it to you without, you know, saying too much, but we're definitely going to miss, you know, his speed, athleticism, you know, forcing errant throws. But, you know, we have a lot of good guys, you know, other guys too who, you know, do that as well for us. But, you know, no place of Miles, but, you know, we're going to do a pretty good job.
Have you talked to him? If so, how's he handling it?
Well, I saw him in a training room, but I didn't know then how, you know, how bad it was. And I made a joke with him, you know. So he was smiling. So, I mean, from what I could see, he wasn't down about it. You know, he understands what he has to do to get back, you know, to help this team. But, you know, he's he's always been, you know, a good teammate, good sport about everything. So, you know, I know it sucks for him, especially, you know, the goals he set for himself. But, you know, definitely getting healthier takes precedent.
You think he'll be confident he'll bounce back and still have a really
Absolutely. Season? Absolutely. Definitely.